Today, we're celebrating All Saints' Day. It's the day when we remember all the saints who don't have a saints' day of their own. People whose faith made a difference and influenced the lives of many others. A saint is a holy person. In other words, a Christian. And I'm sure that we can all think of Christians who we know that have made a difference to our lives, who've helped us by their example to grow in our own faith. I have here some saints I made earlier.
You good?
These are saints who've helped me on my journey. I've got John here. He was my Sunday school teacher. I've got Maria, who led my youth group. This one's Claire, who I shared a flat with just before I became a Christian. And this one is Jane, who I went to theological college with. These are just a few of my saints. And what I'd like us to do this morning is us all to have a think about the saints in our lives and to thank God for them. Now, if you're someone who likes to do cutting and drawing, then you can come over and make some saints to help you think about that. So over here in this corner, where I usually prepare things, there's some scissors and some paper saints that you can cut out and some colours so that you can make your own saints. So if you would like to have a go at that, if any of the children would like to have a go at that, please do move over there now and make some saints from your life that you want to thank God for.
Can the old vicar do it as well? Can I do it as well?
You can, yeah. Anyone who wishes to join in.
Anybody coming over?
Do. Yeah. And then afterwards as well, I know we've got a couple of children who I also prepared earlier who are going to come after the creed when we say our intercessions to actually say thank you to God for some of the saints in their lives. So, as we consider those people who've helped us, let's now turn our attention to the reading that we've heard today from John's Gospel. It tells us the story of Lazarus being raised from the dead by Jesus. Now, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. His two sisters, Martha and Mary, were crying. And this was when Jesus turned up. Too late. Mary says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." How could he do that? Lazarus was his friend. Why did he let him die? Well, we know that Jesus brought Lazarus back to life. So perhaps he let him die so that he could perform this miracle and show us God's glory. Jesus could let Lazarus die because he had the power to change the situation. He could bring Lazarus back to life. And that's exactly what he did. It was amazing. But there is a bit more of a difficult question in this story, though. We also hear that Jesus wept. Why did he cry? Was it because his friend Lazarus was dead? Well, we know that Jesus brought Lazarus back to life. Lazarus wasn't going to be gone for good, so it couldn't be that. People who've looked very carefully at this story have suggested that it has more to do with his sisters, Mary and Martha, that they were grieving like those who have no hope. They lacked faith. They doubted Jesus and his motives, and they were annoyed that he hadn't behaved the way they wanted him to. They didn't trust that he knew best. And this was something that Jesus himself was not going to change. He could, but actually, Jesus never forces us to believe and trust in him. He leaves that choice to us. We can choose to trust in him. And when we do, we will receive new life and hope. The Holy Spirit will breathe new life into us. A bit like Lazarus coming to life again. We can take off our grave clothes, our old life, and be given new life in Christ. We will receive the gift of forgiveness, of eternal life, and have the hope of heaven. Our reading today from Revelation promises us there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and God will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. The old order of things has passed away. And this is the hope that Mary and Martha needed to have for themselves and for their brother Lazarus, even though he was dead. The hope of heaven and a time when there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. It's the hope that we too need to have. People who have that hope and hold on to it even when life is dark and difficult, they are called saints. Let us pray that we will be filled with that same hope and become saints too. Amen.